happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. A combative Luigi Mangione has had his day in court. Mangione railing against the system as he entered the courthouse in Altoona, Pennsylvania for his extradition hearing this afternoon. The accused killer of United Healthcare's CEO has been denied bail, and he's fighting extradition. CBS News legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Now, Mangione was none too happy about these court proceedings. In fact, lashed out that he thought it was unjust that he was being held. But that won't help him. He is going to get extradited as long as New York gets their paperwork in order. And they have 30 days to get their warrant down to Pennsylvania for the extradition.
Mangione faces murder charges, and police say they found several pieces of evidence linking him to the ambush killing of Brian Thompson last Wednesday. CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A body was found in Marshfield over the weekend. The Marshfield Police Department responded to a call regarding human remains found in a field near West McMillan Street and North St. Joseph's Avenue. Officers were able to identify the remains, but the individual's identity is not being released until the family is notified. Their preliminary investigation suggests that no foul play was involved in the death and there is no danger to the public. The investigation is ongoing and no further information will be released at this time. In Neillsville, a 34-year-old resident was treated for stab wounds from a kitchen knife on Saturday. Police responded to a home on Grand Avenue a little after 2:30 in the afternoon on December 7th. The 34-year-old had been involved in a disturbance and sustained non-life-threatening injuries from a kitchen knife. Police identified Cedric J. Riggins as the suspect in the stabbing. He was taken into custody around 4:30 that same afternoon. Riggins is being held in the Clark County Jail on charges of substantial battery and disorderly conduct. Wisconsin's oldest known living resident passed away. Here's Lisa Hale.
Ruth Aunt Esther Strzuski passed away on November 29th. She was 112 years old. Family members say she passed away in her sleep at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh. Strzuski's funeral will be Saturday at Conrad Bellman Funeral Homes in Oshkosh, with visitation starting at 10 a.m.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction was recently awarded a $10 million federal grant to improve youth mental health services. Specifically, this money will help with the staffing of school counselors, psychologists, and social workers. The Wisconsin DPI was one of 22 grant recipients across the nation to receive funding through this grant. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Bucks and the Magic tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers says with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you all have Gary and TP and AJ Green, and boy, we're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball. The Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. The Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if they'll move Bryce Terang or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop now that Willie Adames is signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there, like Terang, Ortiz, etc., up the middle if needed, but Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So, we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, flurries and snow showers late, fluffing up to a dusting to less than an inch through tomorrow morning. Temps fall through the 20s tonight into the teens tomorrow as the wind picks up, dropping wind chills below zero as the sky clears. Much colder for Wednesday night and Thursday. Currently, it's 26.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you ever have a question for the doctor, just email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. We'll see you then.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maitloff, here. At 4:30, we're going to welcome in David Farnborough and Realty Radio. Looking forward to talking with David about our local industry and, of course, how the housing market is in the winter. We'll be getting into some of that. But right now, our great friend, Lacey Ehling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce with us. Lacey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
It's a tough question to ask this time of year. It really is. But I appreciate you being here, and thank you so much for the time. And, of course, everything you put into this community, we appreciate you. Great round of events in the recent months, you know, by you guys.
Yes.
I just wanted to take a moment to tip my hat to you and your team over there at the Chamber. I've heard nothing but great things about so many wonderful events that we've had going on in the last couple of months. Nice work by you guys. Let's talk about some other events coming up and right around the corner, like small business showcase that's coming
yes.
up.
So we are I'm excited that it's kind of like the nightmare before Christmas, because it ends on Friday the 13th. So our small business showcase, obviously those are our local businesses that we turned our small business Saturday into a 2 week of shopping, just because it's really hard to we have so many, which it's a great problem to have, that we have so many small businesses that want to be a part of this. So we kind of expanded it so that people can have more of an opportunity to do it. It's kind of fun to do it with a family member, as well as with this year being sponsored by Quality Plus Printing. It's kind of like a little booklet. So it's laid out a little bit differently, and I think it's a little bit easier to kind of have it kind of keeps its structural integrity than just one piece of paper you have to hang on to for 2 weeks in your purse. So definitely support those small businesses. I tried to list a whole bunch on the west side last time, so I'll try to do some ones not on the west side. So we have Goodwill, we have Grace's Restaurant, we also have La Taqueria, and then I also have Shoe Sensation. So those ones are kind of around each other, so it's really nice to be able to hit some of those and kind of, you know, get more stamps, but you're not really, you know, driving around a lot, and you can, you know, ride with people and carpool and kind of make it a little fun thing with friends or family members. But definitely excited. The raffle baskets that you go in to win, I saw a couple that I am already calling dibs on, because I've been doing this with my kids, but I collect old Hot Wheels and things like that. So I saw Trading Post Hot Wheels. It had Hot Wheels from the 80s still in the box. I'm like, yep, dibs. Told all my coworkers, dibs.
My dad used to collect those. I have to look and see if he has it. Oh, that's pretty interesting. That's
yeah,
cool.
It's
Trading Post. Shout out to them.
Yeah, so they have a lot. They have a lot of those. I mean, I think they have something for everyone, as well as having, I mean, obviously the guns in the basement, mm-hmm. and hunting and things like that. I think you can kind of go upstairs, look for some knickknacks, stuff for you, and then go downstairs, get some stuff for him. Cross this off your list. Cross that off your list for Christmas shopping. I think it's smart shopping, and obviously we have Gary's Coins that's right down there, within walking distance, and mm-hmm. you can kind of, you know, then cross the river, go to Jennings. We got Whiskey Rapids Saloon. So a lot of wonderful businesses participating, and very grateful for their support.
Big thank you to all those businesses, too. The great work that they do in the community in their individual ways and stuff, and taking care of and covering bases that our community would miss if we didn't have them. I love this showcase so much. Small Business Saturday, I love all these things. It is the definition of what you guys do, what we do, that we have such in common of buying local, supporting local. But another fun thing about this, Lacey, is, and it seems like every year you and I hear this from community members and everything, I hadn't heard of this place, or I didn't know this place. And, you know, not for nothing, we've had some new businesses here in town in recent years, too. And so there might be some of that. This is a great way for you not only to buy local and support local, get out of the house, have some fun, but find out maybe about some places that you didn't know about otherwise, or even run into some people you haven't seen in a while. Yeah, you know? I mean, there's so many added layers that can happen organically just from doing this event and just being a part of it.
Absolutely. And I think it's great to note that there's things for all ages. So a lot of kids that are, you know, the teens, they're bored with, you know, with some of those things, but being able to take them to Cravings, obviously going to, you know, Edge VR, or, you know, getting to go and go axe throwing. That one I already showed it out last week. But I think there's things that you can do, and you can take the younger kids and you can take the older kids, and you can kind of have a little bit of one-on-one time before the crazy holidays. So I'm excited to be able to do a little of that, obviously on the day it ends, because that's when I want to try to bring mine out and not give them a lot of time to tell me a million things they want for Christmas. But it's fun to be able to take them to different places and show them, because they are definitely the generation that's like, there's nothing to do. I'm bored.
Yeah, right.
And then
yeah.
they just stay on their phone for 3 hours. So it's like, get out. There is things to do on each side of town within walking distance. Mm-hmm. And they're safe places that, you know, you can go and have fun with them.
Yeah, which is so cool. You know, this area having multiple options like that is really unique. Even when I first came to this town, you had Skate City, you had some things, but now to think of all the different options they have, along with Skate City, shout out to them, are still around and still doing great things in the community. That's so cool to see. And we're so happy about these businesses that are around. Enjoy them, everybody, and especially you younger people out there. Make sure to get out and enjoy them. There is plenty to do. One of the bigger events you guys do as well is your annual meeting and awards nomination form that's coming, or you have the forum out. Yes. There's sponsorship opportunities to tag along with this one.
Absolutely. So if you go on our website, it's going to be a little bit on the bottom, but there's some 3D printed little Oscars, and that's where the nomination form is. So please recognize businesses, nominate them. It does list on the nomination for the ones that have won in the last couple of years, because obviously we want to try to spread the wealth with it when it comes to that. But definitely recognize those businesses and please fill out those nomination forms. And, you know, choose. There's 5 different awards that are open for you guys to decide. So that's Large Business of the Year, Innovative Business of the Year, Entrepreneur or Small Business of the Year, Community Impact of the Year, and then Business Professional of the Year. So definitely a lot of different, obviously, you know, small business, 10 or fewer employees. There's little niches that obviously I think that sometimes we try to recognize everyone, but there's probably businesses that have fallen through the cracks and haven't been recognized. And if you're reading the ones that have won in the last couple of years and you're like, oh, I'm surprised this person didn't win, nominate them. Mm-hmm. Please turn in a nomination, because I nominated some, and obviously I do get to see a lot of the inner workings and things like that. But even the one I nominated, they hadn't been nominated for that before. And that's shocking to me. So please nominate. They are due by January 7th. But you can download the form, as well as, if you want, there is an option where you can kind of do it on there and then just email attach it. We have paper copies at the chamber, as well as we typically have them with us at every chamber event.
I'm working on getting Lacey to have a category for best radio announcer at a radio station of 80 years or plus, you know, so we'll see what that works. I still would lose to Melissa or Seth. I know I would. But more importantly, this is an opportunity for us to support local on a different level. Lacey, where you really are able to highlight some of these individuals that you know that you have worked with maybe for a long time. And hey, this person deserves a tip of the hat. Hey, this person deserves. And it doesn't take long to put these nominations in. You guys aren't looking for, you know, War and Peace. Maybe a couple of sentences, maybe a paragraph about the person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we have a lot of them that have gotten nominations in the past. And then if they don't win, we continue to keep bringing them forward. And then we talk about them. We vote. Obviously, our member of the year last year ended up being Ho-Chunk. And we went on their website and spent quite a bit of time kind of seeing everything that they did in the community, as well as how much, how much support that they have. And I think you don't always think of the little ones, or, you know, the ones that, like, oh, they're always here. Mm-hmm. And you don't always... you don't notice until they're not there. And then you're like, oh, I haven't seen them in a while. So definitely, if you work for a business, if you are the, you know, the head of that business and you're like, I think you should absolutely advocate for yourself.
Yes.
Don't feel like you have to, you know, not sit back and kind of, you know, wait. But I think that it's great to be able to talk about everything that you have, that you bring to the table in this community. And obviously, we want to support you, too.
And one of the great ways that you can show your support and be a part of things with the community is sponsoring and be a part of events like this, having your name attached to some I say this every chance I get when we have a nonprofit on with us. If you are a business and you have marketing people and they are not telling you to do this, they are not good at their job. And that is just my opinion, but you can go ahead and ask any business major in the world about that, and they'll tell you that. One of the greatest things you can do marketing-wise, more bang for your buck, all of that, associating yourself with a nonprofit. An event like this, to be on the sponsorship level, that's a whole different level of support that the community notices. The community sees that name associated with these businesses, and it adds to not only when they're thinking of their community, but putting into their community.
Absolutely. And we have a new sponsorship guide that we have been doing where Stacey's been a kind of pioneer with going to different businesses and sitting down and doing a package. So that way, if you're a business that's like, I'd rather just figure it out for the whole year. I know what my budget is. Let me just do everything for the whole year so that I'm not getting asked for each event that I want to be a part of, that just let me just do it right now. So a lot of our sponsorships are already full just based off of those meetings that she's been having. So our presenting sponsor for annual is sold out. Diamond is sold out. Platinum is sold out. And gold is sold out. We have silver and bronze left. They definitely, I think they have different little, it kind of depends on what you're looking for and what you want to get out of it. But a lot of business verbal recognition during the presentation, as well as your logo featured in the marketing and advertising materials. And then that's for the silver. And then as well as the bronze, you have the business logo being featured and then business name being listed on table tents, event program, and then as well as the presentation. So it's kind of just if you want your logo, like a little bit of, you know, subliminal advertising, or if you want your actual business name. But those are things that are being, I mean, obviously people are sitting at that table. They're sitting against people that sometimes we try to do it to where they're sitting with people that they don't always know when we're arranging it. And then as well as like, oh, I think this person would really click with this person. I think if these two people together, we're seated together, I think that's, we'd have some wonderful ideas. So Stacey's really, really fun at like trying to play matchmaker.
She
likes doing that. But I think it's a wonderful event. Obviously, you know, this is one of our biggest signature event of the year. We have done a lot of elevating of this event, which I am very excited about. So we will have a live orchestra as well. Again, and my daughter actually plays the violin. And that's how I learned about this group that they have at, you know, they have within the school district. And it's actually called the Chamber Orchestra. So it was hilarious that my daughter's like, I'm already a part of the chamber. And I'm like, okay. But so she kind of told us about it, and they play at a lot of events. They play at, you know, like nursing homes, assisted living facilities. And I think that live music, even just playing things just kind of like a background, I think that it's so soothing for me. I really don't like just silence.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah.
100%. As well as like if you're talking with someone, then all of a sudden it's just like quiet, and then you're the loudest person there. So I love having a live orchestra, as well as we actually orchestrated a tasting because we had heard that some people were like, oh, well, you know, like the food, you know, the food is definitely like, it's always like the same, or it's always, you know, like we've heard things. So we are taking people's, you know, like feelings and thoughts into consideration. So Stacey and I actually sat down and had like a 4-course tasting of every single meal and handpicked it based off of what we thought would really just be a great way to elevate the event, as well as Stacey and I foraged in this entire community and went out and literally just got nature items. We went to different parks. Obviously, we reached out and talked to the parks first and got permission, as well as Sand Valley. And we kind of just went around because there's so many beautiful things that are not like just part of our natural landscape in this area that you don't have to just order all of your decor items from other countries.
Sure.
We I think that it's nice sometimes to just recognize how beautiful mm-hmm. things are here, and that we have the opportunity to look out the window and see trees,
yeah,
and see see the river and see things like that. So we gathered a lot of things. So a lot of our centerpieces and decor for that event, for that night, is going to be just things in this area. From pine cones, you know, awesome. Just to like sticks, to sand, to pampas grass, to wheat grass that we picked by hand. We found it that like we had just growing naturally at the chamber. So we were out there with scissors. You probably saw us and we're like, what are you guys doing? But in promise going and finding stuff at the gas station and asking the clerks if we could pick some. But it's just, I think it's great to be able to kind of put a spotlight on how beautiful it is to be here. Mm-hmm. We don't always recognize things, and sometimes we take things for granted. And I definitely am guilty of like, oh, look at all this beautiful stuff, you know, at the store. And I'm like, oh, it's right there outside growing naturally. Yeah. So we're really excited to have some like wood cookies from this area. And I'm just really, really, really excited at just how it's kind of came together and the support that the community has had. And at first they were like, why are you guys out here with gloves on picking grass?
Yeah, yeah.
But we weren't sure if we were going to be allergic to it or not. But I'm just really excited to be able to, you know, obviously, you know, put a spotlight on these businesses, on this community, and then as well as all of the wonderful businesses and people that we have that live here and mm-hmm. they want to give. I think they just sometimes they don't always know where, when, you know, how, who. But I think if we definitely educate them, I think that it just kind of helps us bring it all together.
Just like what you were saying about nature in this area, sometimes the people, the businesses are a little like that. We get we don't take them for granted. We don't mean to take them for granted, but that's just human nature. But this event, things like this, give us a chance to appreciate these things. And again, this annual meeting and awards nomination ceremony will be taking place in March next year. So we'll get to talk about it, of course, closer to that. But the nominations are due by January 7th. And Lacey, if people want to make nominations, how can they do that again?
Absolutely. So they can either go on our website. It's also on our Facebook page. They can come into the chamber or they can come to a chamber event. They can also email me at communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com and I can just send you a copy of that, as well as you can give us a call, 715-423-1830, and we can send you one that way.
Networking at Night coming up. It's going to be right around actually next Monday, it looks like. Yeah,
yes,
next Monday
it's coming up. We are less than a week away already. Mm. And I've already got my ugly sweater picked out. So next
Monday.
Is it
a real ugly sweater?
It's got a French bulldog on it.
Okay, that's
but
cool.
I did, like, I bought it in the kid aisle because I was like, I really want this one. And they didn't have one in the adult section.
Right
on. But wear an ugly sweater or a holiday attire for a free raffle ticket. Obviously, it's going to be at Le Chateau, the Manor B&B at 840 First Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. There will be raffle prizes and then some appetizers, as well as she is going to be wrapping. She's going to wrap like the chamber gift certificates, which we give away at every single one, as well as some free night stays. So then nice. You will, and obviously you get a free raffle ticket if you're dressed up. Mm-hmm. And then you don't even have, you know, you could potentially win a free night stay as well as get some, you know, some free food, as well as, you know, get a tour if you've never been in there and maybe you're a little bit intimidated to just kind of like walk up to someone, you know, walk
sure,
up to a B&B
yeah.
like, hey, I've never been here, but I live here and I have never actually been in there. So I'm excited to get to go in there, as well as she's going to have a whole bunch of Christmas trees decorated for that, you know, for the event. Last year she did a bunch. This year she's kind of tailored it down a little mm-hmm. bit, but, you know, just taking more time with each tree. But yeah. I think it's wonderful to have businesses like this. Mm-hmm. I think that the manor, I think when you drive past it, it's just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like you think of like a gigantic, like I'm excited to see what it looks like inside based off of how big it looks outside.
Like a lot of people, I've lived here have my life and gone past that building and wondered so many times mm-hmm. what's in there. Here's your opportunity to check
yes.
that out. They do a nice job with that place, too.
I think that Rachel's doing a wonderful job in that. And as well as, I mean, when we went for walks, I saw them doing like a drone. They were able to make it in some kind of B&B magazine. And they had, they literally had a drone flying over. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on? But I think to even have that kind of, we have something like that here. And definitely, I think that, you know, staying in a hotel is great. But I think the B&B where she's making homemade breakfast
Come
for
on,
you.
Yeah.
And I think it's a wonderful idea. So definitely excited. Please attend. Obviously, it's 5 to 7, Monday, December 16th, networking at night for December.
Wear that ugly sweater, holiday attire for a free raffle ticket. We are very excited about this. We've been talking about it quite a bit. We have an upcoming ribbon cutting at the Wood County Jail for their completion Tuesday, December 17th, 11 a.m. I'm going to try to wrap up midday here and get on over there to check that out. We are so proud of this event.
Absolutely. So I'm trying to make sure that I let everyone know about ribbon cuttings. We haven't always done that on radio, but I think that it's important to kind of have the public be aware of things that are happening and changes in our area. So there will be a tour of that, like an open house, but it's going to be from 11 to 2 is the entire day kind of events. But I think 11 to 11:15 is going to be the ribbon cutting time. And then obviously go in there, take a look, check it out, see the new facility. Obviously it's not right now, they're training for it, but I know it's going to be early next year. They're going to move in there. And I think I've got to see it a couple times from being a part of community leadership, and I got to tour the old jail. And I think getting to go in the old one and then getting to go in the new one, it is completely different. I definitely have a different kind of upbringing to where, like, I think I put myself in the shoes of, like, oh my goodness, something could happen. Mm-hmm. And I could be in here. Right. So I'm always like, oh, this is crazy to get to go in here and kind of see, because that's not something you get to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're either, you know, part of some kind of program, or you're an insider in that way. So I think to be able to go in there and let the public kind of see what we've been doing, the changes, and I think it's wonderful, you know, for everyone to be able to kind of have an open, be like an open book. And I think that there has been some negative mm-hmm. stuff about that, you know, just having a jail in the middle of the town. And I think that you should, if you're saying things like that, you should come and see it for mm-hmm. yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you see it, you see the plans, you see what they're trying to do. And I think that it's very techy. So if you're yes. into tech stuff, I think that even that part of it alone is very interesting.
It is interesting. It's another opportunity for us to create some empathy, not only for our community members, but our people out there wearing that badge and doing such great work. Sean and I have talked about this a lot leading up to it, and we are finally here. I encourage you to listen to any of those Sheriff Becker interviews regarding this, too. And Lacey, you hit it on the head. If you have questions or you've been hesitant about this, here is your opportunity to understand a little bit more of why this is so important and why this is something that the whole community can take pride in. Your community is going to be that much safer because of this. Your community is going to be saving a lot of money because of this facility. There's a lot of positives mm-hmm. to this building. And the ribbon cutting again taking place Tuesday, December 17th at 11 a.m. Lacey, real quickly as we're wrapping up, we wanted to mention December's Member of the Month.
Yes, yeah, so shout out to Van. I'm Renee again at Rapids Awards and More. Definitely check them out. They have wonderful Christmas stuff. I mean, for your Taylor Swiftie of the house, as well as if you're very political, there's gigantic Donald Trumps everywhere. So please check that out. Even if it's little funny gag gifts, a lot of poker, different items, things that even Sand Valley is purchasing, I heard. Mm-hmm. So a lot of fun things there. Definitely don't forget to support local. Obviously, they are as well, you know, a part mm-hmm. of that small business mm-hmm. showcase. And then please reach out if you need any chamber gift certificates. I think it's a wonderful gift. Obviously, you're not putting yourself in a box where it's just one gift card. They can use this at over 400 different places yeah. in our area, as well as you're supporting local, that money's staying local, and then you're showing that that's what's important to you.
I was wondering, I thought it was over 400 businesses
yes.
you can get with that. That's amazing.
Yes.
And with a gift card, as I have found out, you can never get the wrong gift that way. You're
yes.
safe. You're safe that way.
They're going to get exactly what they want this
exactly.
year.
We encourage you to find out more by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to bookmark that webpage and follow our Wisconsin Rapids Chamber on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything that's going on over there. And communications at Wisconsin Rapids Chamber is the website to reach out to you guys, right?
Yes. Lacey Alling, Wisconsin Rapids Chamber.
Thanks, Lacey. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There are changes coming to the Southwood County YMCA. Beginning on January 1st, the Wisconsin Rapids location will be open to members 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for a small additional fee. The Port Edwards facility will also be seeing changes. The Southwood County YMCA leadership and community stakeholders evaluated the facility in the spring. Due to the need for costly repairs and structural uncertainties, they've decided to close the main building in Port Edwards on January 1st. The Youth Center and Gymnastics Building will remain open. They stated on their Facebook page, "The Southwood County YMCA does not take lightly the 67 years our Port Edwards facility stood proudly in our community, offering programs and opportunities for many in our area. We remain committed to the vision of John E. Alexander. To be successful, any community program must reach all the people, all the denominations and ages, and must offer something worthwhile to all groups, regardless of position, wealth, or social level." If you have questions about the closure, you can contact Aaron Hess at 715-818-6017. Lisa Hale has a special story about a young man with a passion for sports.
Lots of kids dream of being a big sports broadcaster when they're older. But for one 10-year-old Green Bay boy, that dream is becoming a reality.
For close games like this, I think it's going to go down to who has the ball last before halftime, where they're playing, and then who's winning at halftime. Because I think if it's a close game like that, it's just going to go down to those simple things.
That's Bex, who hosts a podcast, Shorts on Sports, which can be found on YouTube from the Boys and Girls Club of the Greater Green Bay area.
Bex is also a regular guest on Civic Media's Green Bay show, Mino and the Mayor. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a moviegoer who likes Thanksgiving leftovers, you probably found something to enjoy at the movies this past weekend. Only one new release was able to crack the top five, and only three flicks cracked the top 10. In first place, to no one's surprise, was Moana 2, which pulled in another $52 million in its second weekend in theaters. Coming in second place was Wicked, with a $34 million haul and $320 million take worldwide. And in third place is Gladiator 2, with $12.5 million. Indian action mystery thriller Pushpa 2, The Rule, brought in almost $10 million on just 1,200 screens to grab fourth place. Red One took fifth place. A24's latest, Y2K, pulled in a disappointing $2 million in its first weekend release, good for eighth place. A re-release of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar took sixth place with $4.5 million on only 165 screens nationwide. There should be some big box office activity this coming week with the release of a new Lord of the Rings film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, flurries and snow showers late, fluffing up to a dusting to less than an inch through tomorrow morning. Temps fall through the 20s tonight into the teens tomorrow as the wind picks up, dropping wind chills below zero as the sky clears. Much colder for Wednesday night and Thursday. Currently it's 26.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you, who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich Lucchesio, Swedish jazz queen Gunhild Carling, and Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger. Let's light it up like it's a school night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here, welcoming into the studio our good friend, David Farnborough, for Realty Radio. Let's go ahead and talk some real estate with our good friend, David. We're talking local, and we're talking an interesting topic today, David, that I think you have for us, the holiday advantage. Let's get into this.
It's wonderful to be with you again. Yes, I thought it would be good to do a seasonal snippet today, because there is a lot of talk. I hear a lot of talk from people, which is that the real estate business is dead in the winter. And it is absolutely not. I'm still working full days, more than full days. And there is a lot of activity out there in the market.
Yeah, this is I think that David and I actually in our pregame were just touching on this a little bit, that there's certain things that we don't, you know, we just assume sometimes in life and in society. And this is one of those industries that kind of gets pegged with that from time to time. But it only takes, and we're not talking about a deep rabbit hole dive here or anything. It doesn't take a lot of digging to find that there is not only a great thriving housing market in the winter, but there is oftentimes some opportunities in the winter that might not be in other times.
Yes, that's absolutely right. So the first thing is, if we look at our local housing market, I've got some stats for you. If we look at year on year, so obviously we're not at the end of December. It's like when you go on social media and people are posting their Spotify tracks to show what they've listened to through the whole year. Well, we're not on the 31st December yet, so we don't know. It's the same with the housing market. So what I've done is I've pulled some stats going back to this time last year to now, so I get a full year's worth of data. And then I've done the same exercise for the previous year. And what I found is that the previous year, there was a total of 524 homes sold, sorry, properties sold. So that actually includes things like land and commercial properties in the Rapids area. So that's greater than just the city of Wisconsin Rapids and the places that use Wisconsin Rapids in the postal address, like Grand Rapids. It also includes places like Port Edwards, Bearon, and a little bit of the Nicoosa area.
And right away, an encouraging number, I think.
It is. Yeah. So last year, it was 524. This year, 536. So it's not a huge increase, but it's not going down.
Yeah.
One of the things that we've suffered from a little bit since the pandemic is a shortage of houses for sale. Mm-hmm. And that is being eased a little bit. Hmm. And, you know, not a great deal, but it's not getting worse. So that's good. And the other thing that we find is that the house prices are going up a bit. Mm. So the figures from Zillow tend to show about an 8% increase year on year. Mm. The figures I've pulled from the MLS actually show a slightly higher rate of increase, which if you look at the sold prices rather than what they've been put on the market for, it's actually 17.5% higher. Mm. So I don't know where the discrepancy is between Zillow and what I've pulled, but it may be that I've also factored in some of my vacant land in there and some of my commercial properties. But at any rate, the house prices here are increasing higher than the rate of inflation. So if you buy a home, it's going to be a good investment, you know, unless we have something unforeseen like a property market crash or something.
Right. But again, very encouraging numbers. And I think even better numbers than your average person might guess when it comes to that. Because, again, going back to this kind of preconceived notion we have of real estate in the winter, those are great numbers, great stuff to bring to us. Thanks for the data. And you know how much I love numbers and everything, David. So that's an interesting thing. What are some of the kind of preconceived notions that we have regarding the winter and why the real estate industry freezes up when it actually doesn't, yeah. But we have these thoughts that it does.
Well, there's a couple of factors, and some of this is our fault as realtors. I was talking to a realtor recently who said something like, oh, I'm looking forward to taking 3 months off for the winter. I'm not going to take 3 months off. This is when I'm working my hardest.
Right.
A lot of people who are out looking for houses choose not to go out and look when it's colder. Mm. But this year and last year are very different from a few years ago because we don't have nearly the same amount of snow. Mm-hmm. So when you have 2 feet of snow, people really only want to go out and look at houses if they need to move, you know, now or in the next couple of months.
Right.
If people can wait, they will often wait until the spring. And so you do get fewer people looking to buy homes at this time of year, but maybe not as many as if we had snow on the ground right now. So the buyers are still out there. Mm-hmm. We also have fewer homes on the market. Now, this sort of gives you an advantage in terms of numbers, because if you're looking to buy a home, it's less likely that you're going to be ending up in a competitive bid situation. Mm-hmm. If you're selling a home, it means you're competing with fewer other homes on the market. Mm. So there's a quid pro quo there.
Right. David, and not to get us down a side path here or anything, but in your data there, you had mentioned that we're seeing some ease in the housing market as far as getting new houses put up or some new inventory out there. And that feels like with this segment that we've done for many years and, you know, the newer version of it here, it seems like a very consistent thing where we've been needing more properties. We've been needing more of that. And it sounds like there's some ease to that that's been happening.
Yes, but it's only gradual.
And yeah.
Every time I go to the Capitol building in Madison and we talk to the elected representatives, we as realtors are saying to them, look, can you please pass these pieces of legislation that will enable us to maybe free up some federal money to go into grants for home building, or maybe give a tax break for someone who wants to build new homes, or maybe take away some red tape that was preventing home building. Now, this is all great, but the number of homes we're talking about is really a drop in the ocean compared to what's needed. So we're not going to see an ease, mm-hmm. really, that makes much of a difference for people who need housing anytime soon. So as far as we can see, this is going to continue to drive these gradual price increases.
I will say it is great to hear of any improvement, and it's really good to hear that you, your colleagues are working on this and working so hard on this with our lawmakers and everything. That's encouraging to hear that. I appreciate the work that's being done on that front. Speaking with David Farnborough in our segment, Realty Radio. I love that name, by the way. I'm going to say it as much as I can. When we're talking about this subject, David, of the holiday advantage and the advantage to looking at to buying or selling your home in these months, what are some of the advantages to this?
Well, you often get a situation where you have really motivated participants. So you find that someone who is selling their home now, usually, again, people don't necessarily want to open their house up to strangers and have them trudging through it with snow on their boots. So people tend to wait until the spring if they can. But if they're selling now, often it's because this timing is dictated by their life circumstances. Mm-hmm. So it might be they've got a new job in a different town and they really need to sell now. And working with a motivated seller can really help make a home purchase go through much easier. And it's the same with a buyer. It works exactly the same way. You know, if people are out looking, usually it's because their timescales are dictating that they need to go out and look now.
Hmm. Less competition seems one of those factors to this as well.
That does make a difference, yes. And it means that sometimes you're in a very business-like situation where someone goes in, they put an offer in, the offer's accepted. If you're selling in the peak times, right in the middle of the summer, you might have a situation where you're one of five offers that gets put in, and the seller then comes back to three of those buyers with counter-offers, and then those buyers have to increase their bids. And, you know, it can become very involved.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it comes to most anything in life, we're looking for deals and stuff, and we're willing to wait or, you know, bide our time, if you will, until these things. And then there's this industry again, where oftentimes for people, if it isn't the biggest purchase they're ever making, it's one of the biggest things that they're selling ever. So to you want to get the most bang for your buck, if you will. It feels like this is a lot of this conversation is leading towards this is one of the better times to be putting your house on the market almost. It feels like to just as an, you know, a person, odd man looking out and everything at it, it's starting to seem more and more like this is a good time to be doing this.
Yes, it really depends what you want to achieve. And if you want to sell your home, this is a good time to do it. If you're looking to maximize the amount of money you get, then it may be better to wait until the spring. So, you know, I'm not going to say to everyone, oh, this is the right time to sell, but it really depends what you're trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. It may be that if you have a home that is really well presented and, you know, in immaculate condition, that you'd get the same wonderful price whatever time you sell it.
Well, and I, for those that haven't been in this situation before, and I only have through my parents and everything, but most of the time in life when we had to move, we had to move a lot. It was usually this time of year. You know, your rent is wrapping up and everything. Your contract is up, so you're looking for a new place or some of those things. And when it came to my family moving into the home that they're in right now, where they went through a local real estate agent and JR and everything, that happened in the winter as well. And I think for some that haven't been in those situations, you may think some of the things that you mentioned there, David, as far as the snow, the slush, and all of this. My parents did this about 20 years ago and had a great, you know, a company helping with it and some other things. They were in and out, and it was the quickest it had ever happened in our life. We had moved a lot, and this happened so smooth. There's a motivation to selling and buying in the winter. There's also a motivation of getting in the house and getting you in that house quicker. And I think that a lot of that can happen a lot smoother and faster than some might realize in the winter. Again, this is a case-by-case thing, and not something that I would say that you can necessarily, I know this is going to happen for sure.
Right.
But I would say that it is a lot better than I think some might realize, too.
Yeah, and some of the things that are sped up by the seasonal impact are the availability of other professionals. So you often find that if there's a peak period, you try and get a mortgage underwritten and the underwriters, they have a five-day backlog. Or you try and get an appraiser in and the appraiser says, well, it'll take me 2 weeks. Mm. Same with home inspectors. They are very busy in the summer months. And the home inspector, if I called a home inspector today, they'd probably be able to do an inspection in 2 days. And the same with the well and the septic inspectors, although sometimes they do have a little bit of a problem if the ground is frozen. Mm. If it's very cold, they have to bring out special equipment to unfreeze the ground. But they are certainly more available.
And when it comes to getting the house on the market or looking for a house, it does, again, just as a layman watching this from the outside looking in, it seems to me also, David, the sooner the better. Like, regardless of what time of year it is, the sooner you can get your house on the market, or at least get in the beginning stages of that, whatever you got to do to get your house on the market, or if you were looking for a home, the sooner you can jump on this, the better, to be able to give yourself the more benefit of options, whatever they might be.
Yes, a lot of it is to do with when you start the process. So you're buying, then I would recommend the first stage is to call a lender And the lender will then give you an idea of what your budget is, whether you need to do anything to help sort out your credit, and also when they think you'll be ready to buy. So it might be that your lender will say to you, oh, well, you can actually spend more than you thought on your house. Or they can say to you, you've got to pay off a couple of things to get your credit sorted out, but if you start on these now, you'll be ready to buy in March. And if you didn't speak to your lender now and you waited until March to speak to your lender, you might not be ready to buy until June.
Yeah.
So I would say that the lender should be the first stop if you're buying, followed by the realtor. If you're selling, the realtor should probably be your first stop. I would be happy to give anybody a valuation of their home, come along and take a look and compare it with what's sold in the same market, in the same sort of condition for a very similar house in the last 12 months. The other thing that I can do is give people an idea of how to present a home. And that is something that can take you a lot of time. If you're like most people, you don't present your home every day as you would like it to be presented to someone who's going to buy it. It's set up for living, not for selling. So, for example, this time of year, we do recommend that people decorate their homes seasonally. And so this means you want to generate a sort of Christmassy warmth. So lots of reds and greens and pine cones, things like that.
Really leaning into the season.
Yes, you need to do that. But there's another aspect of that, which is that as soon as Christmas is over, that stuff needs to be gone straight away.
Oh, yeah,
you don't want it looking like it was just set up and then the house didn't sell. You also have to be careful about photography. So, you know, if you've photographed an exterior before there was snow and now there's snow everywhere, well, it looks like your photography is from a different season. So if you have a realtor who is switched on, they will go back and they will re-photograph everything to match the season.
Boy, and if you happen to be lucky enough to run into a realtor who is also really good at photography, boy, that seems like a great combination. If only I knew, oh, that's right, David, right in front of me, is good at both things. So that's a really nice niche to
be able to offer. Thank you, James. That's very kind. Yeah, I have worked as a professional photographer, and it's also something I enjoy as a hobby. And that does help me a lot in how I market homes, because I concentrate a lot on my photography. So, you know, I don't like things going out into the world of the home buyer, which look subpar. So, for example, if I'm photographing somebody's house and, you know, God forbid this would be your house, but I have seen it happen once or twice where they've got laundry on the floor or they've got, you know, a beer can on the floor.
Yeah.
I've said, well, would you mind if we just move that out of the way, we'll photograph it, and hopefully you make sure that's not there for any showings.
Right, right.
You know? But attention to detail is really important.
And it's those added things, those extra things that we look for in our realtors that you are able to bring, like things like that, an insight like that that not everybody has. It's appreciated, but it also is really unique, I think very interesting as well. And as we're wrapping up here, David, just leaning into that, the giving into the winter season and kind of embracing that. That's a really helpful tip, especially for, I think, an industry where we oftentimes, if I'm looking at a house on Zillow or something like that, it's very blank. Something like this can help you as somebody imagining, oh, I could see myself and my family living in there. So it's an interesting kind of note. I appreciate you kind of sharing that with us.
Yes, and that's one reason that staging can be really important. So if you're selling a home that's vacant, then most people have a hard time imagining themselves living there. And so I do always pay for a staging consultation for anybody who lists with me. And then that home stager can give advice on the best ways to present a home for the buyers.
Again, we're speaking with David Farnborough in Realty Radio here on WFHR. And David, as we are wrapping up, any other notes that you want to mention as far as holiday advantages to buying or selling your home in the winter months?
Well, actually, as I am on the radio, I hope you won't mind my saying this. This is actually nothing to do with real estate, but I want to remind people that the Community Theatre has a wonderful show on at the moment. It's White Christmas. It's a musical. If you've ever heard the song by Bing Crosby, that features in it. And it's just an experience for the whole family. So I'm just going to use some of my time to recommend people go and see our friends at the theatre. Mm-hmm. And they've got several performances coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. And you can find that all on the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theatre Facebook page.
WRCtheater.org is the website. You can go ahead and reserve and get tickets right now. They have shows on 7 o'clock show on Friday and Saturday, and a 2 o'clock matinee. I'm sorry, Thursday and Friday, 7 o'clock shows, 2 o'clock matinee this Saturday. I encourage you to check that out, everybody, and thank you for taking the time for that, David. That's awesome.
Yeah.
WRCtheater.org is, again, the website you can go to, and be sure to follow them on social media as well. And as far as websites go, David, let's tell them about yours and how they can get in touch with you.
Right. If you want to see my website, it's very easy, rapidshomes.com. I'm on there. And you can also call or text me on 715-323-8594, or you can have a look at my Facebook page.
Thanks so much for the time, David, for all the great information. It's always great hanging out with you. Wishing you and yours happy holidays and a great New Year's.
And you too, James.
Always great catching up with David. We'll be catching up with our friends, our family, really, from Family Natural Foods tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Be sure to join us for Midday Magazine as Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods will be with us in Part 1. And in Part 2, we'll catch up with Wood County Health Department. On Thursday in Part 1, Chad will join us from Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. And in Part 2 on Thursday, our good friend Janelle Weir from UW-Madison Extension. And we wrap up the week with a abbreviated Midday Magazine as we get out of the way for Wisconsin Badger Hockey. We'll have our friends from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau on the radio with us this Friday for an abbreviated Midday Magazine as we get out of the way for Badger Hockey. More on that coming up. Thank you for listening. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allball.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Up North News radio host Pat Quitelow and Trigby Olson, Packer owner and senior advisor at Lincoln Project, is here to discuss. Join us.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Pat Quitelow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New York's governor says she'll sign extradition orders for the accused killer of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. CBS's Lily Luciano was at the Altoona courthouse for his hearing.
He seemed very active, aggressive, upset, and yelling. Officers had to kind of restrict him against the wall and bring him into the court. Once he stepped into the courthouse, he was calmer.
With wildfires spreading in Malibu, L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says he's trying to keep people and property safe.
Obviously, one of our primary missions here are evacuations. And once we evacuate our community members, is they want to make sure that their homes are secure.
Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu testifies in his corruption trial. The BBC's Yolanda Nell.
He really sought to play down the significance of the charges that he is facing and put the focus back on himself as the country's veteran leader currently dealing with war on multiple fronts.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A body was found in Marshfield over the weekend. The Marshfield Police Department responded to a call regarding human remains found in a field near West McMillan Street and North St. Joseph's Avenue. Officers were able to identify the remains, but the individual's identity is not being released until the family is notified. Their preliminary investigation suggests that no foul play was involved in the death and there is no danger to the public. The investigation is ongoing and no further information will be released at this time. In Neillsville, a 34-year-old resident was treated for stab wounds from a kitchen knife on Saturday. Police responded to a home on Grand Avenue a little after 2:30 in the afternoon on December 7th. The 34-year-old had been involved in a disturbance and sustained non-life-threatening injuries from a kitchen knife. Police identified Cedric J. Riggins as the suspect in the stabbing. He was taken into custody around 4:30 that same afternoon. Riggins is being held in the Clark County Jail on charges of substantial battery and disorderly conduct. Wisconsin's oldest known living resident passed away. Here's Lisa Hale.
Ruth Aunt Esther Strzuski passed away on November 29th. She was 112 years old. Family members say she passed away in her sleep at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh. Strzuski's funeral will be Saturday at Conrad Bellman Funeral Homes in Oshkosh, with visitation starting at 10 a.m.